Thank you. Story of a brother and sister who loved each other more than siblings normally love each other. Being a couple of years older than his sister, loved to spoil her. She had a bone disease that traveled through her body and increased with the size of her growth from a girl to a woman. In the age of 14, found her bound to the wheelchair all the time. Her family took many excursions into the woods. It helped her to forget herself. Was a deer hunter and didn't see the fondness his children had developed for the animals that were part of their world. The children hated the hunting season and dreamt of building a hospital shrouded in the woods to take care of the wounded animals. That his son's devotion to his sister was more important than his own expectations about the boy becoming a hunter like himself. And the years passed by peacefully. Then one night, something horrible happened. Driving home, the boy hit a deer crossing the road. The idea that he could possibly kill an innocent animal drove him into despair. He felt now as evil as the deer hunters. Slowly he lifted the deer into his car. He could still feel its heart beating very, very slowly. He took the deer back to his house and went to find his sister. Only she could share the breadth of his unhappiness. His life had now been turned inside out. So he woke her from her sleep, and they spent the night huddled around the deer, listening to the fading heartbeat. The night was never so quiet. Finally, the girl spoke. She told her brother that she wanted the deer's body. In exchange, she would give up her heart, her body, and her existence as they knew it. Her brother thought she was just being willful until she threw herself on the ground and began begging him for the chance to run, to gallop, to dance, and to move her feelings. move from her feelings deep inside. She was drenched in sweat and tears from trying to wound and destroy her beautiful yet useless body as she thrashed about on the ground. The boy watched in horror as he realized that she was right. The deer and the girl could live as one being if she sacrificed her body. Now they sat blanketed in a cold silence, waiting for the moment when one of them would make the first move for the transplant to begin. The boy was the first. He felt numb, but his hand manipulated the knife like a surgeon. Cutting out her heart, he didn't even notice her face turning into porcelain, so still and finally dead. He could hear his sister's heart beating in the deer's chest as he sewed up the incision. It sent a wave of pain through his body at the thought of what had just happened. And he cried and convulsed so that the deer awoke from her dream. She arose and put her two front legs around him to embrace and soothe him. The boy in turn was enchanted by her grace and began to feel that everything happened for a reason. Thank you. began to fantasize about their future together as a kind of paradise, a fulfillment of their childhood dreams. After running like fugitives forever, the boy was still happy, but the deer was exhausted and missed the company of other people. So in order to keep the deer with him and provide her every wish, he decided to settle down. And as they came upon a gypsy circus, it seemed the perfect solution. Community and constant travel. To keep their secret, they auditioned as the human-speaking deer with trainer, and they were an immediate success. The deer danced with the grace of a princess and spoke like the touch of velvet. She charmed the audience, and the boy felt proud. The deer thrived on the fans' adoration, and she loved to socialize with the other performers. Thank you. her brother noticed her becoming drawn toward the rude and burly bear trainer. The man's treatment of his bear was known to be sadistic. The more the boy tried to warn the deer away from the trainer, the more entranced by him she became. And she began to hate her brother for his words. He was tortured by her coldness and silence towards him, and he begged her to leave the circus before it was too late. Thank you. tired, finally, and she went to sleep in front of the eagle trainer's tent. Drunk with a prostitute on each arm. And as he stumbled past the deer, he kicked her. That made the women laugh and scream. Teased him about his cruelty and insisted he invite the beautiful animal inside. Deer, it was as if heaven's door had opened up and she was flying with happiness. Inside the tent, a huge grizzly bear was sleeping in his chains. The most vivid imagination would fail to describe the cruelty of the orgy about to unfold. They placed the deer in chains and taped her mouth. dancing drunkenly around her body. They cut her with knives and burned her with cigarettes. They became more feverish as they flung their clothes off to have sex in their odd pleasure. And then the bear woke up, and he saw the trainer raping the unconscious deer girl. The bear was so horrified, he tore off his chains and killed the three degenerate abusers. The bear then untied the deer, who hung broken and humiliated in her chains. The deer, in shock, gathered herself up and left the tent immediately before she could be attended to. Thank you. enormous power of sadness fueled her weakened body to run, run, run through the trees and bushes till she came to a highway. There she stopped and waited while the unbearable despair turned into a cold peacefulness in her heart. She wasn't suffering anymore. She didn't think of anyone or anything. She was under the influence of some power of disappearance. Everything was fading and quiet, except for the sound of her heart beating. She waited. Then she threw her body onto the road when the first car drove by. And that was the end.